بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We started a new chapter, باب فضل حلق الذكر والندب إلى ملازمتها والنهي عن مفارقتها لغير عذر. The chapter on the virtue of the gatherings of dhikr, the desirability of remaining attached to these gatherings, and the prohibition of leaving them without any excuse. Which? The gatherings of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We did one ayat of the Quran where Allah ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keep yourself, wasbir nafsaka, keep yourself even if it be with difficulty. In other words, firmly remain with those who invoke the Allah morning and evening, seeking His countenance. Let not your eyes overlook them. So these people, they are making dua to Allah ta'ala, they're calling out to Allah ta'ala morning and evening. And this last part, second part, do not let your eyes overlook them. Sometimes you may look at some people and may think that what they're doing is not very, very big, not something that is very important. So don't get taken or don't get deceived by thinking this is something small. This is also something very big. People that are making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, calling on to Allah Ta'ala, making dua to Allah Ta'ala morning and evening. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, wa Abi Sa'id radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يقعد قوم يذكرون الله إلا حفتهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة ونزلت عليهم السكينة وذكرهم الله في من عنده رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة and حضرت أبو سعيد رضي الله عنه narrate that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, no people gather to engage in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala without the angels surrounding them. Mercy, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala engulfing them, tranquility descending upon them, and Allah Ta'ala mentioning them to those close angels who are with Him. This hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad and Muslim Sharif. So the translation one more time, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu narrate that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no people gather to engage in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala without the angels surrounding them. In the previous hadith that we did, that angels actually tread a path looking for people that are engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this hadith is telling us also that angels surround these people who are in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Mercy of Allah Ta'ala engulfs these people. Tranquility descends upon them. And Allah Ta'ala mentions them to the close angels who are with Him. So here, a few explanations are given as far as the different parts of this hadith is concerned. The first is the angels surrounding them. What is meant by this? This is in order to honor them and allow angelic qualities to transfer to them. One is, we know that we explain that a person remains in the company of a good person, then those good qualities come into a person. Person remains in the company of bad people, and then bad qualities also rub off on the person. Person is near the fire, and you'll find that the smoke will come. Sometimes people are having braai, and the person that is close there to that braai, you'll see that on his clothes, the smell of that meat also comes. The person didn't touch that meat, and he didn't touch the fire, but he was just close, and the smell came onto him. Like that, when a person is close, in the close company of good people, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that those qualities also rub off. By him staying in the sohbat, in the company of those pious people, like that the person stays in wrong company, is in wrong environments, then that effect also rubs off on him. So here when a person is engaged in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, he's surrounded by malaika. So those angelic qualities also Allah Ta'ala make it such that these qualities of the malaika, those beautiful qualities also rub off on this person. So that is the first benefit. The second benefit we explained, that mercy engulfs them. Allah Ta'ala's mercy engulfs them. Ulama explained what this means is Allah Ta'ala causes these people's hearts to become very soft, and this helps them to enjoy acts of worship. In other words, they start enjoying also the ibadah. Person is not doing the ibadah for enjoyment, but this is a fringe benefit that Allah Ta'ala gives a person that is involved in his ibadah. Allah Ta'ala gives him enjoyment in the ibadah. Tranquility descends upon them, refers to a condition in which the heart becomes tranquil, the heart becomes peaceful, and it disinclines from fulfillment of anything that is haram. Allah Ta'ala gives sukoon in the heart. How many times you hear of people who changed their lives? They tried every type of guna, and they said when they came to the masjid, or they went out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, or they sat for some program, such sakina, such sukoon they felt in their heart. This was on account of being in those gatherings wherein the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala is taking place. Those people that have been exposed to it, to the evil and the filth, Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. When they happen to come now suddenly and spend time, one Jamaat was in Pakistan, his brother explained to us that it was all people that had historically very, very modern styles and ways, never came to the masjid, never went anywhere, they were very modern category, very wealthy. So somehow they came out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says from amongst them for the 3 days, there were many of them that just slept for the full 3 days. Although they were so wealthy and so popular, they were all popular people, high-ranking cricketers, etc. So very, very influential people. Said when they gave the karguzari, they said that peace that we got sleeping on the floor, we never got it on our luxurious beds at home also. The sakina that Allah Ta'ala sends down, the tranquility that Allah Ta'ala sends down, this is something else. When the person experiences it, then he'll appreciate it and he'll understand. What does hadith is explaining? The tranquility descends upon them. The condition of the heart, Allah Ta'ala causes the heart to feel peaceful. Allah Ta'ala mentioning them to the close angels who are him, this is in order to honor these people. Allah Ta'ala is giving them such honor. True recognition is from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is giving them recognition in the company of the close angels. And we also explained before that one of the objections that the angels made, that Allah Ta'ala was creating insan, that these people will create mischief on earth, they will spill blood. What kind of a creation you are creating? So Allah Ta'ala now reminds them, look at my bandas. These are the same people you are objecting against. They are the ones that are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of regularly making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this lies our peace. In this lies our happiness. In this lies the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we should be doing. If a person really wants sukoon, then this is what he'll find sukoon in. Therefore, one of the reasons you find after salah, when people are going out of a masjid, just try and notice it, you'll notice. When people are going out of the masjid, they're very, very happy. You'll always see people joking and laughing and smiling and how are you and how's everybody. It's reflection that Allah Ta'ala had put some happiness in the heart. When they're all coming out of the masjid, everyone is so excited, so happy. Whereas if a person has to come out of some concert or something, you'll find that people generally are very sour, everyone wants to just rush home. Everybody's coming out of the cinema, everybody wants to rush home and go away. Nobody is happy and excited. But this happiness and excitement and joy is something from the side of Allah Ta'ala. Person will never ever get it in any type of guna. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.